So you're dealing with Isha that's now Becheskas Tmeya. Also loy love you, let's also from the commander, Ashetoima loy Tavalti, until she says Tavalti. Now, the cloud, the nemanis of Isha to say that she's Taira is a chiddush. She's going against the Cheskes Tmeya. She's coming to us with the Cheskes Tmeya. And she's coming along and she's saying, I'm tired now. So the Gemara Ksuvos Davayim Beis learns out this Namanas from the Pasuk V'Safra La Atzma. She can do a Sfira and she can tell us that she is Taira. Which includes whatever she needed to do in order to be Taira. She's never asked to say she followed through properly. Taisus and Gittin, the Bezum, Bezir, Maskei, Nechot, learns that from here is the Makar to all Eidachan and Besurin. That which we know, Eidachan and Besurin, is learned that from this din of Isha, this Nemenes, to say, Tahira from the Basi Besafra. Even though Eidachan and Besurin is only when, or at least the way Taisus learns over there, is only when there's no Cheskes Issa, or if it's biyada, so if that's a true klal, so then and then why by the isha she nemenes the chayra, she has cheskes iser. So Taisus himself says because it's not be cheskes that she doesn't see kol zayin. It ends. It's an end. But she's not be cheskes that she's seeing all shivanikin. And also it's biyada litva. The Mashal over there explains that which she's the menace to say, that she finished her Zayin Nikiyim, even though it's not biyada, is because she's not becheskes roi kol hazman. The ches ain't becheskes roi kol hazman gives her the allowance to say that the Zayin Nikiyim ended. Now, once the Zayin Nikiyim ended, she's the menace to say Torah because it's biyada litbo.
He's combining the Zayin.
Yeah. What is
the fact that she's Tmeya?
Therefore what?
So it's a strong regular chazaka
that she has to go against.
Okay.
Saying you're right, there are rules. You have to apply those rules. Okay, now the Aruch HaShulchan in Ois Aleph, he asked from a Gemara in Yevamos HaPeches. The Gemara in Yevamos HaPeches is mashma that the Yod only helps the him, but not for others. So how is she nemenes the gavi baila? So she's nemenes copy herself to say that she's taira for whatever's negated her. But how does it help the gavi her husband?
Again, herself.
What are you saying? If we're coming on to biyada, this svar biyada helps for her, right? He says over here. Says, Kosta Pasik, Chaziz, Chazelik, Chadir Savin. Come up on the Mikri is Chazik Isura, Kim the Derech Adam Lahafsik, but Akash should be made need the Titar. Eviki had Chaticha, Savik Chedev, Savik Shumin. Avagab to blame Mikva, he told me the Isura is Chazik Sura. Achzel be Yadol Litva. So he's going to mash. So he says, "Achabal ki gufa de ishtoi de aki gufa de ishtoi ki gufai." On the male, gam lahepech. Since it's all one guf, it's one nemanis. So if she's nemanis, copy herself. She's nemanis, copy him also. Va'oy given that tyra tali ba hevi kishaloi ayin sham.
So it wouldn't work for a kain. Salad.
What does that mean?
For her to make. I'm saying for her to make. If a woman entire.
Oh, you mean if there'll be enough to make for someone else?
Yeah, this brings the gavay shchita also, no?
Yeah, and what's over there? Nico brings it, right?
By Stan, by Yisha, that she's. the shechita because it's the other normally.
I don't know exactly
what. This is the Rosh Hashanah by Erev Shabbos. He says over there that the man doesn't need to do a Chana Shabbos because he's took a gufa.
Okay, say that. She does in Chankos, he says, it's all
right.
By Mishlech Manas.
Right?
He says that she doesn't have to give because they're sticking good for it. You're right. It's not interesting. We could like to search all the years they can give us in the Yarch.
Chankos,
right?
Yeah,
what you say?
That place is big.
No,
Rashi and Yavis.
Rashi and Yavis. The mice, there are other Rishayim, the Ramban, and other Rishayim that learn that even if there is a Chesed, it's not the other issues. The Manas, but we're not going to go into that right now. The Ramah over here, in Sif Aleph, says, Ome Acha Sha'avru Yomim She'eshlo Limnes Litzbol Nemes. Now that the days pass, where it was possible for her to count the Sphira and the Tevel, she demands. So we saw the Gemara, first of all, the Gemara, and we had Alpha and Beis, and Shukka, Henicha Becheskes Taira. I mean, Becheskes Tameya, and she's Becheskes Tameya, actually, Toima Toirani. So the Torah, Beis Yosef Meira, that actually changes the Lashon to Tevalti. Why did they change the Lashon to Tevalti? Toira is the Lashon Ligmar, and he explains the Chiddush why they changed it to Tevalti. Even the Lashon Ligmar, Ray says, to tell you, if it was a Tairani, I would have thought that, he says, it doesn't explain why they switched the shines here. There would have been half of me, you know. If we said that, you don't have to always say it. Okay, but it's more the chilek of the lashon. Now,
in
what?
You're right there, you know.
Yeah.
If Dick Rabin looked up at Tamar and looked up at the Lomar.
I thought he said like a whole lot of, you know, the other amount from yesterday. Oh, okay.
You mean he says all the
things? Kabar Yur, I thought. In Kuf Tzadi Beis, over here we're talking about a chasin. Over here the Lashon is in Sid Beis. Says, interesting, before he touches her. Meaning that this halacha that you need to hear from her, Tevalti, is not only for Bia, but it's even for other cravings. For Nigia, for Hashata. Right, so he says, Chol chas yishal kal koim she yigaba before he touches her, im shamra shivnikim. She ask if she watch shivnikim. The shach over here says, they usually inform the chasim beforehand whether she's tmeya or not. And the Chavos Das and Chedushim brings the shach down lahalacha that by a chasim he could be samech on the Sheshvinim that they would tell him if she was tmeya or not. Now, the Rava says over here, umi'acha sha'avru yamim, she'ev sh'lalim nizvot. So the Achrenim are bothered, and the Tazi asked the question, Ma'ikam Ashmala, what's he teaching us? It's Pashit. It wasn't Avru Yom Shev Shalom Lezulitzba. Because she's not Nemenis. What's the Rama saying? Now that these days pass, she's Nemenis. What's the Chiddush? So the Kutzai Kesef says, Enachami, it's not Shrei, it says, the Gufa Tadin, Lashmin Nemenis, Babal Semech Laha. It's talking not a Chiddush. There's no extra Chiddush of it, but just the Din itself is teaching us that she's Nemenis, and the Baal can be Semech on it. That's it. The Aruch HaShulchan, Aruch HaShulchan says here, Aruch HaShulchan, in Ois Zion, he says the Chiddush is for the Seifa, says, says what's the Chiddush? He says, where am I? Says the safe of the din of the chiddush is for afilu if she's malachachas bedamim, she's the menace to say neshuk shatavachim avarti. That's the chiddush. Enacham. That's the chiddush. The first part is not a chiddush. It's a lead up for the second part, and the chiddush is on the second part. The Prideya over here, the Prideya says that Enachrami, the Ramah's not coming to be mechadish anything, you're right. And the Taz understood also that there's not really a chiddush of it, but what was bothering the Taz was that these words are extra. What do you have to say it for? If you're saying something which is telling us something, if he was telling us even a Pashada din, you're right. The Shachan Lekutz gets says he's just telling us the fact. But it's not even telling us the fact. It's like, it's totally extra. All he had to say was, Nemenis. She's Nemenis. To say that she's toibold. That's all. We don't need this whole Me'acha Shavru. It's extra. And that's what the Kasha of the Taz was. And so even the Aruch HaShulchan totally ignores these words. He says, no, the Chiddush is for the Seifa. He didn't really answer the question, if the question is that it's extra. So and he says in the Kudo here, he says that what the Teretz of the Taz is, right, Taz answers, V'nir Shafilim Safik Lai. What does the Taz mean? Taz means to say that even in a case where B'derech Klal, she doesn't get a clean B'dik until day 6 or day 7, which means that Pidah Cheshmin, she should not have been able to go to the mikveh yet, because I know when she became Aser. And I counted the 6 days. And if she did have Sitar in the 6 days, the Tefillah should be tomorrow. And today she's telling me that she was Tevil, so he's Mesopik. That's what Taz means. Even if he's Mesopik, because he's not sure what's going on, Derek Klal takes you 6 days. Now you're telling me that this time it took you 5 days? Kamash Mulanda the Ramah, she's the menace. Ma'akash Avrulay. Once the minimum amount of days to count and to be taifal passed, we don't have to declare. That's Shining Ramah. And he's Maisib. He says in there's a lot of Shechilik over here. That even though a Piroid, it's not her derech to become tar less than 6 days, so maybe we should go basaroy ruba b'chazaka ruba adif. And even though she has an emanus, but she's going up against a roy which is stronger than a chazaka, so maybe she should not be nemenis. So on that the answer is there. On that the answer is that since it's a roy which is totally in a maisa, therefore she's nemenis. And he brings the Pnei Yeshua over there. He brings a Raya, then he brings the Pnei Yeshua on this idea. Now, this alone that he says it's a Roy Batali B'maisa, also what means a Roy Batali B'maisa? It's not Tali B'maisa, Tali clearing up. So it's also a shtickle, and he says what that means. But what he is doing over here is adding to the task a Lundisha Nakuda, but he's also adding this idea that if it would be true, let's say what happened, that I'll be the normal cheshman, she shouldn't be ready to go to the mikvah. And yet, she says to Valti, she'll be in a mess. The Shach says that the chiddush over here is, the Shach says, Hainu lafuke, there's no chiddush in the words itself, it's just called lafuke, who yidei bevadai shle avra yamin. Where he knows bevadai that the days didn't pass. Aval im abal in yidei avra loy, semech alay, v'semech al nechsev v'safr lo la'atzma. Now, there are cases that come up. Sometimes Shailas I asked. He says, I know that she did not do the Hefzitayr until Monday. And she says, no, I did it on Sunday. So he's being machasher. He's being machasher. He's telling her, it's impossible that you did it on Sunday. Well, in this case already, there's a din of Shavya Nafshe. By him saying, being machasher and saying that it's impossible that you did it on Sunday, he's Shavya Nafshi, and therefore even if he'll be Chayze afterwards, there's a problem over here. For sure, if you learn Shavya Nafshi, it's within Kabbalah or Neder. If you learn it's within Emanis, so then we'll see more about that at the end of Siman Kuf Peivav. We'll get back to this. But you're already entering into a Sugya of Shavya Nafshi. But if, let's say, he says, you told me that it was Monday. He's not being Bachasher. From his own idea. He's not saying, I know that you did not do it on Sunday. He's just saying, I remember you telling me that you did it on Monday. And she says, no, I did it on Sunday. And he says to the Rav, he says, look, I remember her telling me Monday, but if the Rav says that she's the menace, I'm willing to accept, right? Like Siv Gimel, if she's the menace, I'll accept what she says. But I remember telling me Monday. Again, he's not being machsha mitoich his own idea. Saying based on what he remembers that she told him. Okay, we'll have to see the Ramah and Siv Gimel more. What's the Ramah coming to include? What's the Ramah? But in such a case, it's possible to say that she's the menace. He's misopic. He's really misopic. He doesn't know yes or no. He's just basing on what he heard from her. So then we could say she would be nemes with the suffer law, and that's the Shach saying that Avlim about any dayim of Ruah. He has reasoning to think that maybe not, because he thinks he remembers her saying Monday, but he's willing to accept if it was really Sunday. So then we say Semech Alel, the Semech on her from the pasuk of the suffer law, and that's the meaning that was Semech on her. She says that she knows she did on Sunday, will be Semech on her. What happens if the Baal says that I remember you got usher on Tuesday, and she says, yeah, that was when I first told it to you, but I was really already usher from Sunday. He says, okay, look, first time I heard about it was Tuesday. But she says, no, but I was really usher already from Sunday. So again, over here also, there's no steering. He's not being machasher. It's just saying, based on what I remember, that's what I can say, that I remember you us on Tuesday. I don't know about Sunday. She'll have the manas. He's misopic. Did you remember us on Tuesday or Sunday? So then she has the manas, the suffer law. She has the manas to tell us that she became us on Sunday. So the suffer law is telling us that she has the manas to tell us when she became us. And she also has the manas to tell us when she became Tahira. Even if we're not expecting her to be Tahira today, I was expecting her to be turned tomorrow, but she'll also have that amanus to tell us. Now, going back to the first part, it says, Ashatayim Olay Tavalti. The Chabbis Das, and in Ois Aleph, he says, Afilu Shechevis Eitzla, even if she's lying by him, it doesn't help. She needs to tell him Tavalti. V'dibur, she has to say Bepeh. And he says that's where it's before in Tosfos, which the Ar HaShulchan, you know, Isdal explains that he's referring to Taisis. He says he doesn't tell us which Taisis, where is he talking about Taisis? So Ar HaShulchan says, V'nira, that he's referring to Taisis and Yidal from Beis, Dibra Maskel Tanya, we over there, it's before, that she needs to say, she needs Bediba, she needs to say, Toirani. So over here also, she needs to say, Tavalti. That's where the Chavis Das is coming on. And the Pesach Chuk brings down also the Chavos Das over here, Nice Aleph. She has to say Tavalti. In Simen Kuf Tzadi Beis, we mentioned before, the Shach is Dal, saying the Chiddush, he's saying that the Chosin doesn't need her to say Tavalti. It's enough to be Sevech HaNash Shvinin. And the Chavos Das Paskin like that. So it comes out that by the Chosin, we can rely on the Shishvinin from the fact that the Shishvinin didn't tell me that she's also, that's enough. But Shechebez, that's not enough. Over here, I need to hear a Tyranny. That's just interesting. The Kuda. The Lechem Vesimla, Nice Aleph, he says, one second, you're quoting Taisvis and Nida. Over there, we're talking about Abam and Aderach. Right? That's what the word is talking about. Hinicha, he left her. He left her. Abam and Aderach. Now, when I got back from the Derech, I have no idea if this man Tfila came or not. So that's when I need her to say Beferish to me, Tairani. But where I was with her in the city the whole time, and I know exactly the Cheshman, I know today was the time for the Tfila. Kol Shekein, he says, if I know that she was preparing for the Tfila, right? There's that. That atmosphere in the house, the preparations for the tefillah, the tents, and the going through the whole of the seventh day of preparing, and it's beyond the litzvah, the mikvah is down the block. There's no reason why she can't get there. Right, the Pesach Chuk talks about maybe at the end of Siv Beis, he talks about in a place where it costs money, so maybe she didn't want to pay the money. I gave her money; she had money to pay. He costs the night view is not chayshish for it either. Right, the night view is not chayshish. It was beyond this. He says, "Kol Shekein, I know she was. I was with her in the city. I know today's the day of Tefillah. She was preparing for it. There's no reason. It's beyond the table. So of course, I don't need her to say it to me. The Gemara over there is talking about where I left her. And now I showed up. I have no idea. Did this man Tefillah come or didn't come? Did she go? So then I talk and need her to say Bedibur. The Padis Rimonim says another interesting Knesh. He says." Says, I don't understand what's going on over here. Hare, we learned from the Safla, like we were masked before. When it comes to Inyani Nida, she has a nemenis. She's a menace to tell us she became Tamei. She has a nemenis to tell us that she became Tar. So why are we here? Are we playing games that we need to hear her say Tavalti? Why isn't it enough for her to just pass on to you? Or why do I need her to say it? He brings another shechit and Simon Al Sim Gimel. But there talks about if someone the derech of the person is to get weakened or faint while he's shechting, so it could be problems of shiya. And he paused in the middle of the shechit, or maybe a darsa. So over there it says that if let's say he says buryli, I'm worried that I did not faint, I didn't space out, feel faint, right? He's nemenis. And on that, the Shach says that he's nemen even with shtika. As long as he doesn't tell us that he spaced out in the middle, that he did a shia, because he would have told it to us. If he did something which passes the shechita, he would tell it to us. So we can rely on the fact that he didn't tell it to us that it didn't happen. So Mele frankly. The passage reminds us, why over here? We can't rely on her. She would tell us, one second, I didn't type yet, I'm tar. So he says as follows, he says, Chazal v'chayshish, mitoich daitem kalos, since noshim daitem kalos, if he's going to come to her, she's going to get nervous. One second, if he's coming to me, he says, well, she's gabe yitzri aleho. She's going to get nervous, I'm going to tell my master. And she won't tell him that she's Aser. Because she's in thinking in mind, if he's already coming to me, he's not going to listen to me if I tell him that I'm Aser. So I'm just going to keep quiet. Because I know that he... What?
She's cover Yitzra. Who's it?
Yitzra, her.
Her.
Right. On her, she's not going to say anything because he's not going to listen to her. Because I know I'm Tommy, and he would ask me, why is he not asking me? Why is he sheikh? He's going to be sheikh next to me. Why is he doing that? Must be he doesn't bother. So I'm not gonna do it. Masha'enkin, if she's Taira, he says, when she's Taira, so then we're not worried about it. Then we don't have to worry about it, that maybe Nazileus, so maybe when she's Taira, also be worried that she's might have became Tameh, and she'll tell him, she won't want to tell him that she became Tameh. No, because by Tahira, when she's Tahira, so at any moment she can tell him, now I became Tameh. She's not scared to. But when she was Tameh, and he's coming to her, even though she was Becheskes Tameh, he doesn't know for sure that he got out of it, then she's going to get nervous and she won't tell to him. So he makes a chilik over there, whether he's coming to her or she's coming to him. Who is being Sheikhev Eitzel who? If she's being Sheikhev Eitzeloi, so then that taka would be a good namanis. That would be a good, that would take the place of Tavalti. But if he's coming to be Sheikhev by her, then Reza the parents remind him, would be an issue. And Lemaisa, the Pais can bring that halacha Lemaisa, there's taka enough if she does any type of Maisa, even if it's just a Nagia or a Shata. And even though there are stories where women did not go to the mikveh, they just drained to Haru, but it's not enough in order to make a takana. The Pesachit Shuvah, we spoke about the Pesachit Shuvah. Now, okay, another Nikud over here, Pesachit Shuvah discusses, and the Chavos Das is Mayrach on this. Chazad Mayrach, let's say you have a Chashuda. Aisha is Chashar and Isuri Nida. So, Eda Chanem Bisur.
What does it mean, Shata or Nagia? Meaning, and if she. Yeah, but saying, when would it be Aser? Meaning, anytime we're talking about Nisur of Korva.
She came over the mikvah.
Right.
She passed him. So,
and if she didn't, when is Nikudas Isur?
Then he asked her.
I'm trying to figure out if she's mutter to touch him, and if she touches him, then she's mutter. I'm just confused, like.
We're trying to figure out
if she's Tahira.
When she did it, you rely on her, no?
She went to the mikvah, now she came home.
Right, and you're trying to figure out if she's Tahira.
Right.
Anything she does, that's an afkamina, whether she's Tahira, defines her as Tahira, so like, there's.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm just confused, like.
Why is
so you don't need her to say anything.
That's what I'm saying.
Not only Sheikheves, but even if she did anything
else. Oh, even
our thoughts are
less than Sheikheves, but Sheikheves is Koshike.
Yeah. Now the Chavos Das is Mayrach on a Chashuda. She's Chash on Esenita. So Eda Chanem Yisur. Where do we learn Eda Chanem Yisur? From the Isha, that she's the menace from the Safra Law. Mesef the Bukhar is the Vlam and Omer Aleph. It's Mashma that if one is Chashed on a certain Inin, so they're not Nemen in that Inin. It's brought down Allah and some kufya test in your day. In your day, kufya test is brought down over there. So the Chavos Das over here in Isaalf and Chidush in my space, he goes on to make different chidukim over here. There's some seifos and Evan Ezechidik based in Sadi Zayin. And they say, Aisha, which is chashav is and needs. For example, she was machshala husband with a tashmish while she was in need. She's not in a menace to say that she's Taira. However, the Chavos Das goes on and the Chassam Sofer to make a chilek. If it was before the vest, or before the inner maintenance for Isha that has no vest, where she's Becheskes Taira, so then we don't need a manas. There's not a question of manas, it's mutter to be with her. That, even though the Abdei Nezer, Chashmish, Rekov Chav, has been fact-fick on this a little, but the Chavos Das and the Chassam Sofer say, then it's not a question. And manas is mutter to be love ilah.
What's the case where the Abdei is
Bechayim? Before the vest, Kavur, before the Inabates.
Oh, you never have to be Chashid that he came?
Yeah, because that's not a shayla of the manas. Once the vest comes, that's when we have the shayla that the Chavos Das is discussing, and the Chassam Sofer, that she's not Nemanis. What happens when enough days pass that she could count her Yimei Sfira and Taivo? So the Chavos Das says over here, she's a menace to say Tavalti, because to be choshed that she's going to be Machshalim Lahachis, when she could really just do it, she could take care of it by counting the days and going to Tavila, that already we're not worried about. Chassam Sofer, on the other hand, says no. until she's toivel befaneinu, we have to see, we need Eidim to see her toivel, she's not in a menace.
She comes here, wasn't she marshal in the past?
Yeah, but that's only enough that she won't be able to tell us to valti when or to say shira after the vest before she became us. So let's say the vest is on tezvav b'chaydish, but she didn't get her period until yudzayin. So between tezvav and yudzayin, there's a problem over here. We're expecting her to see she had a vest kavua, so she's not meant to say I'm still tayra because she's a chashan in the zinyan. But once 12 days pass or 14 days pass, so then why should we assume that she didn't do the sphere with the tvila? That's what Chavs Das says.
Even if she's on such a case,
because that
she didn't go to the mikvah where it was.
Look at the Chavs Das. He says a lashon there because that much we're not choishes that she doesn't want to be machshlim so bad.
Some say even if we know she
again,
she didn't. Even if that's what she did.
Well, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about a chashuda where she was machshlim once. That's what we're talking about. Right?
Maybe she was machshel in the beginning of the
Vestas. What?
Maybe she was
machshel
when
she... I don't know. Take a look at the Chavs Das and the Chassam Sif. The Archa Shulchan in Beis, he also talks about this. He talks about different cases. Isha, she was Zinsa. Avke Shais a Pnuya. She was Zinsa even when she was a Pnuya. Bevadi ha'isenida, v'fishnei seha, v'pshitish le'itavla, v'imkein hi chashud ala senida, v'kaim lana chashud ala dava shuvay ninemem b'zeh, k'meshkaz v'simu kuvyetes, v'imkein p'nu yezu k'shetinasi l'bal, eich nemanis, nemenis al taras nidasi, ha'ashti nemenis al taras nidasa. V'imtaim sheb'emes eini nemenis, ha'irmaisim b'chol yoyim, she'im noa gois b'chol nashay Yisrael, she'baleim ma'minu lehem. So then, if you can tell me, they're not nemenis, but ma'isim choyay, shem nagos b'chol nashay Yisrael, that the baleim are ma'imin them. We don't find anywhere that they need edim on the taira. V'tzarech le'matam, the chiyum she'cholos l'tahir, since she's able to be matayr by mikvah lifneim, l'shavkes l'tahir v'achli sura. Okay, fine. So you're right. She has the mikveh she can tell, but maybe she tell before the Zaynikim. Yeshlam kim the Zaynik, sphere Zaynikim, heim yechumra, shenhig of an ice Israel. Veloy meikra adin. Lechashin Allah. There's all the in time of Yeshlam. Veshenecha, she yitz a taik, vavisech Zaynim e nidasa. Avadi lechashin Allah shabal. Shabbat v'vadi yargish v'zeh. For yitzel, v'gam tachshu, shem yimtza v'al dam, v'eit shaloi, l'chol shev z'yom, right? Then in Gimel he says, avad im hikshila pamachas, but if after she was married, she was machshalim once, with an isenida, nearly bara, the shuvay nene menes, m'chui v'abal l'hamid l'aidim, he has to set up aidim, or she yivada ba'atzmai, Shaholchal mikvah chayyam ruyin lo kafi shevest. V'lav davke edim ksherim dzeiyefsha. To have edim shal. Isha achas shetir beis shetitar atzma. It's enough that one lady's there. Dein lo narak lahosim imena hanemanis at shetoshuv b'tshuva shleima b'li harama. Once she does a tshuva shleima, then she returns to her nemanis. V'dov zetoli b'ri'iyas eini habal. Talking about v'da, the bedor hazeh b'avoyin seno rabim harbe yesh liyibol la'bal. I'm sorry, harbe yesh la'bal la'shkiach ataris ishtei kifi ha'shmuy sheshemanu l'davin livavenu sherob sa'aminas b'anoshim kali hadas chemi sheir Hashem noga b'liba yashkiach chetiv hazeh. That's true nowadays also. Yeah. Not enough again that we can make new takanas, but there are maisim, can't say all the time, but there are enough maisim that women that plate steak. But anyway, so akopanim.
Percentage is that? I mean,
that's not a lot. Not a big percentage. So now, b'negei her tshuva, that already what?
We're coming up. So the chumash is there.
I'm not discussing it. That's not today's discussion. Let's go big. What?
Yeah, 1% of the population is crazy to start with. So
obviously, if I'm saying it, it's not a 1%, right? If it was only 1%, I wouldn't even mention it.
That's what I'm wondering.
Okay.
3 to 5.
Golan sigamir hamatzah, and then you'll see it's a drop less than that. Some learn near hamatzah is 50%. Some learn 10%. Some learn 7%. Some learn 3%. Some learn 1.5%. So figure out which one you want to take on. Okay. Now. Now, what's called tshuva? So we hear Edim or she's shav. The Maisa, the Achshogim is talking about what does it mean to do tshuva. And the Baal feels that she did tshuva. The Chacham Tzvi and Simulam and Aleph also discusses it over there. Okay, now what happens in this case over here where in Siv Beis, the Mukzuga need was Shainu says, Shirauha, like Beshas begotten, and you chadim the main Nidusa, Hashuva kevadetme. She's considered like a vadetme. Past is what the din over here is that since she did a maisa, she was wore these begotten, therefore she's not a menace. If you take a look at the Gemara Kedushin Peyom Ralf, Ksuba Zayin Bezim Ralf, Rashi over there says, Huchsuka Chazaka Zu. He calls it a Chazaka. It's a Chazaka. It's a Chazaka over here. To the extent that it's Mashman the Gemara, that it's a Chazaka, even in Minatayra, it's a Chazaka, because we're going to give Malkus. It says, like a Baal, the Baal gets Malkus for it. And this Siddhi Taira, this very nice Siddhi Taira over here, he's bothered with the question. He says, how could you pull out of this haychacha enough to go ahead and give her malchus? Perhaps she only saw a kesem, which is only a nidim in drabanan. Can't give malchus for atzanid the drabanan. So if you take a look at the Shulchan Aruch Rav, does someone have a Shulchan Aruch here or Shulchan Aruch Rav? What? The Shulchan Aruch Rav in Oizayin. So he says over here like this. He says, "Thank you." He says, "Ome high time." I'm reading with Gemara. The Ochusik a Nida v'shchem ser baal like aleha v'shem Nida v'loy talin and v'kesem sheni asim adraisa. Al I'm reading that kach apes a Nida k'der chanashim. Why? Because he seems to say over here that there were two types of begadim that they wore. There was like a beged that they wore when they actually got their period. That's the begadim that we're referring to when she's wearing these begadim. For it, Marshall says, like nowadays, when Isha gets a period, she puts on a pad. A pad, it soaks in the period. So they had begotten for when they had the period. But for a kesem, she didn't walk around with those begotten because she wasn't worried about a flow. So that's what it means. Huchzuka nidvashkhana said means she's wearing that set of begotten that women wear when they get their flow. That already is a riot, that she was a nidah, the raisa. And for that, we can give malchus. But you take a look at the Siddur Torah. The chiddush over here is that the Baal is loika, even though it's a chacha. But that's what we're saying. It's a very strong chacha that even a chazaka on a Torah level. The question is, the Gemara says Baal loika. What about her? Why is she not loika? So the Ramah in the Tshuva in Simon Beis, he has two teretzim to this. One teretz is that he says it's Dafka the Baal is like up because he doesn't know what's going on with her. He doesn't know where she's holding. See, he had no right to assume that she's mutter. He had to assume she's b'chaskes nidus. she knows herself that she's Torah. So she could say, I was Torah clapping myself, and therefore she won't get Malkus. Or he says, maybe the other way. Forget. She is Pasha that she's Leika. The Chiddush is that even though it's only Archacha, but the strong enough Archacha, that Bala Leika. But rather she gets Malkus. And the Taz of Yenai's base is clear that they both get Malkus. The Archashulchan is Ches. He brings down this Gemara, Rashi, and he says, the he ain't a chayav is Malkus. He goes with the first mahalach of the Rama. She does not get Malkus. Kim Shemer is barely shetoyrani. Avabal chayiv. The husband's chayiv. Afilo imeris loy toira. Even if she says I'm toira and she's not getting Malkus. Kivon shunegin achazaka. The malkin al achazaka is. V'ein bi cholte leida bara rakapia. Ein im nemenis negin achazaka. Zeu rak negdoi. Aber he kishemeres ani yede bebir shetoirani. Tur mi malkus. Al pik subis chavei zombeis. That's it. Aruch Shulchan goes. I just want to end off with a nekuda there. Let's say a case where she knows that the emes is that she was never nitmes. Right? Let's say she says tmeani, like we see in the next sip. Just tmeani. She knows I was never nitmes, but Chazal now mechayv me to tovel. Could she go ahead and say tovalti even though she wasn't tovel? She waited the 7 days, and now she says tovalti. Could she do that?
Check
here. What? No, it's not sheker. Why is it not nafkamina? It's not nafkamina. What?
And what is the question?
The question is, does she have to tack a table, or she could say tovalti and that's enough to her husband?
Meaning, does she have a real shame either clapping by now?
What?
Meaning, does she have a real shame either clapping by
now? No, lum, this question. Could she just say tovalti without table? That's all I'm asking. So the emes is, it's over here in Evan Ezra in Kufnun Beis. It says over here, we're talking about Isha, who says that she's the Ishas Ish, and then she wants to say she had a Gerishin. So over here, the Pesachit Tshuva in Ois Ches. So like this, the halacha says as follows. Ha'isha sheba v'amra eishes ish ha'isi. She says, I was eishes ish v'grusha ani. However, I'm a grusha, namenes. Shabesh sha'asu v'ashetem. By Gemara Ksubis. Sivav in Kufnun Beis. V'yesh ha'imrim davke kishamra kach v'tach kidei diba. Only she said it within kidei diba. Elam kei nasla ha'masla deliver. Unless she gave ha'masla. Otherwise, it's v'tach kidei diba. So the Pesach over here brings down a stapakti bedinze. But Amra Eish is Isha Yisi. According to the second day, right? According to the second day that it's only Tach Dei Diva. What happens? She says Eish is Isha Yisi. And after Kidei Diva, she says Grushani. That din deini nemez, b'shun the Shavi and Ashkat Yichdi Surah. Why is she asa? Because she was shavi anav shechatich leisura. V'hi yodaz ba'atzma she'emes ita shegrushi. She knows that she's a grusha. Im hi rashay leilach l'makam rocha, because she goes somewhere far. V'sham taim etaych edidi ba'esh esh esh isi v'grushani. Oy grushani levad. She'll go there and she'll say, I'm a grusha alone. Shari ha'inin de shavi anav shechatich leisura eino mitam neder v'koinam. Is that out neder kainam? If it's out a neder kainam, then it could be it's chalani. Rak mishum the adam nevin al atzmai. Yoisim shnei edim. Kama shechich with shuvs neid biyuda. We're getting into the old shuvs kri. V'ayim ha shechazavti b'schachul yedeh. And then he's been saying like three or four other places where he talks about the same inyan. in Simon Beis, Sivkatin Hei, Simon Kufav Zayin, Sivkatin Zayin, Simon Zayin, Sivkatin Yud, Vitzarach Iyan. So here he's claiming about this din, and the Chari didn't apply to us also. If once she says, Tameani, could she then say, Tavalti, or she has to taka now, go through the process of a Tameani and Toivel and do all those dinim? And the question goes even further. This Isha who said Tameani, and now Chazal Mechaiver to Toivel, but she knows I was never Tamei. Could she make a bracha by the Tvila? Could she make a bracha by the Tvila? So there are Paiskin, there are Mesupik. And they say Mesupik she shouldn't make. Lemaisin, the minig is that she makes. Because now the Chazawar Mechaiver Tevila, she has to do a Tevila, she has to do it with the Bracha. Like the Rav Palim says in Chedgalv Simulam Zayin, she has a din like a Nid Gemura. And her Tevila is a Mitzvah Gemura, and she does it with a Bracha. He brings over there Stam Machlek, because we showing them if when you're doing a mitzvah drabbanim because of Maris Ayin, or Mishum Chshad, let's say, do you make a bracha on that or not? But Itain is over here. She has a din like a need the Gemura. Tzvila is a mitzvah Gemura, and she has to make a bracha on that. Dagmar Vav over here, another Nakuda, Dagmar Vav over here, talks about if let's say 30 days pass, do we still allow her to give our masla? Pesachishuva is hey, I also brings it down. Right, Pesachishuva and I say, Va'achashashim yom le mahani amasla, Be'shmul serin yates, Adkan loshin dogam revolver. Serin lem shakoshashim yom amra shitmea, she said that she's tmea, now she wants to give our masla. The Archashulchan is yuches, the Archashulchan says, that it's totally binyan. It depends on the situation. If she could have given a masla and she didn't give a masla, why all of a sudden after 30 days you're waking up with a masla? But if whatever the situation was, it wasn't able to give a masla, so then we'll trust it with a masla afterwards. But, alright, so that's it. Okay, Mi'at Hashem, next chibur we'll continue with Sif Gimel, and we'll finish up the Simin. I'm assuming perhaps tomorrow or Thursday, but depends on the island where we're holding. Where are we holding?
Tomorrow is your recording.